Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm your host, Mark.
And I'm Courtney.
And this is Mountain State Mysteries. The case we have for you today is one that is overdue for answers. It's one that I believe the answers are right there in plain sight. It's a case that after 7 years, the family is still asking questions. This is the case of Burley Kelly. A little after 4 a.m. on June 19th, 2017, Raymond Kelly's son-in-law came and woke him up and told him something was wrong with his father, Burley. The two jumped into his son-in-law's vehicle, and that's when Raymond saw paramedics at his father's home. Raymond told us that the guy who was living with his father, who we are going to call Greg, said that he walked in and saw Burley like he was when paramedics and police showed up.
Raymond told us that Greg went maybe a quarter of a mile up the road to try to use someone's phone, just so he could call for help. The catch is that he went right by Raymond's daughter's house, one of Burley's 40 grandchildren, not once, but twice. In reports, the cause of death was a blunt force injury to the head. While police were searching the home of Kelly, his family and friends gathered nearby to keep one another company. One of Burley's friends, Cleta, said, quote, "It shocked me. Why would anyone kill an old person like that?" End quote. He also said, quote, "I've never seen a better man than him. He was a good old man." End quote.
Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform. Trooper S.G. Fox said, quote, "It's not every day an older man gets murdered in this way," end quote. One thing that has always stood out to me about this case is how Burley lived in a trailer. Greg was actually in the trailer with him when the murder happened. He was actually down the hall at the time of the murder. I've seen a video of the room Greg was in and how close it was to the living room. Raymond told me one thing about his dad is even at the age of 88, he still had a deep voice, and that no matter where you were, you would be able to hear his voice. So it's never made much sense to me that Greg said he heard nothing that night and just woke up to Kelly's lifeless body in the house. Police have never said if Greg was a suspect in the death of Kelly, but we have a feeling he was.
A week later, Raymond said that he had to clean up his father's crime scene. He said one thing stood out to him. That was that something the police apparently missed. It was a bloody footprint that was overlooked. What came of this? Well, we aren't sure, but we hope it was something.
As of right now, there seems to be no movement in this case. We are hoping a change comes very soon because to us, this case is solvable and the answers are there. The questions that Raymond and the rest of his family have are there. It's just a matter of time and how the investigation is being handled.
Raymond has never gave up though. Anytime he can, he will go to the police station and ask for any updates on his father's case. And he gets told that it is an ongoing investigation, but there's no new evidence in the case.
Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform. 7 years is an awfully long time to keep killing an 88-year-old man to yourself. Burley was known to let people stay with him. Maybe it was someone who stayed with him in the past. Maybe it was someone who was on drugs and thought, well, maybe there's money in this trailer somewhere. To us, That answer is unknown, but we do know police have suspects, and just like the Kelly family, we hope this case is solved.
If you or anyone you know has any information on the murder of Burley Kelly, please contact the Lincoln County Police at 304-824-7990.
We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate us on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, all at Mountain State Mysteries.
Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com.
For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.